tentatively, the superintendent and I have come to an agreement that in theory, in concept, both bodies have agreed to, but they have not seen the details. So those are being worked out, the exact wording of what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that what it would do is it would provide that the school district would pay the costs of hiring a full-time police officer who would work for the city of Aledo and be assigned all day, every day at school and to all school events. So they would, in essence, have a school liaison officer every time the school is open. We would have a full-time police officer. They will pay the cost of that. We would obtain the benefit of that officer on days off, holidays, and over the summer. We would provide all the training and uniforms and the car for the officer to use. They will provide equipment and office space at the school, but the exact dollar amounts and some of those things have not actually been worked out yet. Well, it would be a school resource officer for the district, so they would be responsible. They would be assigned at the high school. That would be their primary work spot where they would generally appear in the morning. However, if there would be an issue at any of the, at either of the other schools in town, we also have the intermediate in Apollo, then the officer obviously would go over there and work with the school staff there. And as always, just because we have a school resource officer doesn't mean that our officers won't be in the school. We'll be in the school regularly. We'll be there for events. We'll be there for football games. We'll be walking the halls, meeting with the school resource officers. So we'll maintain a presence so that the students and staff know us as well. But this will give them a permanent go-to officer who will be the same every day.